Dear Stephen Shirley, I really need your advice. I am a married woman, and I'm at a point in my life where I am ready to get my life together. I've been with my husband for 30 years and seems happy on the outside, but everything isn't always how it seems. He hasn't touched me and made me feel like a woman in the past 5 years. After a year of not making love, I couldn't take it anymore, and I started reaching out to men on the AARP website and on Facebook. I'm a good-looking woman, and I need lovin'. That's in all caps. Over the past year, I have lost 105 pounds, and I am doing a good job maintaining my weight. Now, to make a long story short, I have two lovers that I've met online and a husband that won't touch me. One of my lovers was my high school sweetheart that we got in touch with. And we got in touch over Facebook, and old flames started to rekindle. My high school sweetheart is currently separated from his wife, but they still remain in the same household for the sake of their children. My high school sweetheart brought back feelings in me that I forgot ever existed. It has come to the point that he is my addiction, and I need to stop, but it feels so good. Lover number two is someone I met on another website, and it's nothing but a physical thing. His loving is okay, and I think I am only with him for the compliments and the cuddling. The only problem is he is very possessive and calls me 3 times a day. Sometimes he parks outside my house, side streets, etc. On numerous occasions, he has followed me to work. He tells me things like, if you need me, I will find you. You complete me. Promise me you will never leave me. I am tired of him, but I yearn for the attention. Wow. Well, this subject matches this letter. Yeah, you have made a mess of things. And you say he hasn't touched you in 5 years. I just got to ask you, why'd you let it go on for 5 years? I mean, you should have dealt with this long before even a year. You let it go on too long. You don't tell us what happened, why it happened. And it seems like you would want to know that. So maybe, you know, there was a chance at one time that you could have tried to fix it or fix it even. You don't say if you want to get back with your husband. You don't mention the fact that you love your husband. You just mention that, you know, you guys haven't been intimate in the last 5 years. I don't know what to tell you. Do you want to work on your marriage? Or are you just out there having too much fun with your two lovers that you met online? I don't know what the solution is for you, because you're in deep right now. Do you want out? You don't even say you want out and want to go back to your husband. So I don't know what to tell you. Steve, it's a mess. I know that.
Well, look what we have here.
Yeah.
First of all, you've been with your husband 30 years. Mm. Seem happy on the outside, really ain't. Problem is, he hasn't touched me and made me feel like a woman in the past 5 years. Well, let me say this here. He touches somebody.
I knew you were going to say that.
We ain't got 5 years in us. I can tell you that right now. You ain't got 5 in you, because after a year of not making love, I couldn't take it anymore, and I started reaching out. Well, guess what? You think you couldn't take it no more? I can assure you this man really couldn't take it no more. So he touching somebody, so what you did was, and I ain't mad at you, every action deserves it or gets an equal and opposite reaction. You started reaching out to men on the AARP website and on Facebook. AARP. That's where you go to find old people. Because that's what AARP is. These is real grown people here. You're in your 30s and 40s, AARP. You 50 and up. So now you done went on the website. I just want y'all to know that traffic on AARP website about to pick up. Because once women find out you can be 50 and find love on AARP, that's fitting to pick up. I'm a good-looking woman, and I need loving, too. Over the past year, I have lost 105 pounds, and I'm doing a good job maintaining my weight. Uh-oh, here we go. Here go the problem right here. How much did you weigh before to where you done lost 105? I can about damn near bet you that got something to do with the 5 years of not touching.
Mm.
I'm just doing the math here.
Mm.
You don't know why he ain't touching? Might have to do something to do with that extra 105. That's a safe bet. Don't nobody want to tell the truth, but I'm sorry. What you want me to tell you? Mm. You lost 105 pounds, and you're doing a good job of maintaining your weight. What you down to now? This is a Weight Watchers letter, really.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.